Red Burger. Now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite Burger.
Was that good?
We're working on it.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
4, 5. 7.
9.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
I used this for my OSHA training. Man, that it's so boring, Zach.
Oh, wait, remind me what it stands for.
Should I know what that means? Occupational Safety Health Association, something like that? I might have made that up.
You need that in your line of work.
Well, that's what's so funny about it. So it's called OSHA 30 because it's 30 hours, but that's a lie because if you fail, you have to go and redo it. That adds like a whole nother half an hour to it. It's like 100,000 hours. It's the worst thing in the world. And like the questions are trick. So like the one I kept getting wrong and I was like, I'm complaining to OSHA. I'm complaining. It was like, if your safety glasses are scratched and pitted, what should you do? And it was like, A, just keep using them. B, ignore it for now and fix it later. C, throw them away. D, go tell your supervisor and have them replace it. And I was like, well, it's C, throw them away and just get another pair. But it wasn't. It was... Wrong, because the whole lesson plan says do not do that.
So what's the actual OSHA answer?
You have to go to your supervisor and have them replace it. Like, it would just be weird if I was like, hey, Chris, my glasses are scratched. He'd be like, throw them away.
He'd be like, see, Liz.
He'd be like, leave me alone, you idiot. Like, how do you not know what to do? It should just be like way more obvious. Throw them away should not be an option because that seems pretty obvious. The answer is G, I work in an office and never wear safety glasses. Like, what am I taking this training for?
I need to take apartment safety hazard training.
Apparently. You certainly don't wear your safety goggles there. The bloodborne pathogens, that we went through the whole thing
oh,
on
God.
That.
That sounds was scary. Like,
yeah, it was all about like hepatitis and HIV.
In the office. Oh, hepatitis in the office. Liz, I lost
where
you.
Where did you go?
We're going to get you back, no. I think.
Was that me or you? Oh, I think it was me. Uh-oh.
Who is it?
It's me. I don't know. Work. I like my job. It's chaotic and fun and, like, I like it. Right now we're doing, like, the courthouse garage and... It's like that. It's like this brand new thing. We did one in Stamford, Connecticut, too. It's kind of this new idea where the judges have their own secure floor and they can enter from their own entrance and have like extra security, which is, you know, also really sad and like lame that people try to kill them. But yeah, so it's like kind of this new wave of like parking garages. I don't know. I'm not really into parking garages, but
do they move like in Japan?
I don't think it's like that. No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is
those
just
are so cool.
Standstill, lame concrete. Those are cool though.
Yeah, those are really cool.
But those are for like luxury cars, right?
I don't know. I think they have them in certain cities, like, everywhere.
Oh, that's true. I mean, Japan's so small. If you don't build up, like, you can't build out. So, yeah.
That's their state motto, their country motto. Japan, if you can't build up. What was it?
If you can't build out. You got to build up. Japan. I saw this documentary. Well, it wasn't a documentary. It was something weird on Netflix. It was like things like FBI Most Wanted, but also like creepy things. I don't know what it was.
Oh, was it Catching a Killer?
Maybe. But it wasn't. So this was a tsunami.
Oh.
That, yeah. No, I know. But I think it was kind
they're
of like.
We solved it. That the murderer was a tsunami.
It was death by water.
There's been a large wave of crimes in this town.
Well, I didn't know this happened. It was like in 2007 or 2011, maybe. I don't know. There was this huge tsunami in this rural town in Japan, and like tens of thousands of people died. And in Japanese culture, I guess, they cremate their dead. But they couldn't like mass cremate them, so they had to like temporarily bury them. And yikes. They thought because they weren't cremated that their ghosts were like living in this town because they hadn't like found like the light or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but then I was thinking, but so then I really thought about it and I was like, well, it's probably more because Japan's so small that you can't bury all these people. So then cremation became like the way you conducted that.
Yeah, I mean, that's maybe where it came from. If you can't build out, you got to build down. And then they revised it later
they're like, just for parking garages. Just burn it. Burn it.
Oh my God, that's so creepy. That sounds like a really good idea for like a scary movie.
Yeah, well, now they're still like excavating the bodies and burning them and cremating them.
Oh.
I don't know.
Was that... Oh no, different tsunami.
That wasn't that tsunami. That was Thailand. No. Yeah. No, yeah, this was like an unknown, nobody knew this happened, I guess. I don't know. It was like 30,000 people or something crazy like that.
That is crazy. It's crazy that we don't know about every tsunami.
We should know about every tsunami. Oh, yeah. New podcast.
My favorite tsunami.
But it'll actually be about tsunamis. That's the twist.
That is the twist. I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Gosh, good move on that Amaranth repost.
Oh my God, I know.
Did you read their page?
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's like the most...
A spa travel resort.
But then it's Rancho La Puerta, named number one international destination spot and in Travel and Leisure World's Best Award Survey. It sounds impressive.
It sounds really impressive, and they have the followers to back it up. It looks really beautiful at Rancho La Puerta.
Do you think it's
Mexico? I think
Mexico?
That means Ranch of the Door.
La Puerta? Yeah, I don't know. You're more Spanish than I am.
My 0%.
I'm like negative. I bet you have Spanish in you, no?
I feel like we must, but 23andMe said no.
Oh, no, really? What did they say you were?
Jewish.
That's it.
And we were like, yeah, we know.
You're like, this is anticlimactic. I do want to do that. Because the reason why I want to do it is that I know that the Irish side is Irish. But it just seems so, I don't know. I think we're Russian.
I feel like you might be Polish.
We are. Well, that's the families from Poland. Oh, okay. What I'm saying is I want to do 23andMe and find out if I'm really Russian.
To find out the other ones. Yeah. That's a great idea.
I like had to almost like quit Weight Watchers because they weren't letting me eat enough avocado. But they say like it's like 3 points for a quarter of an avocado. And I always want to write in and be like, do you know how hard it is to store an avocado?
Oh my God. I saw a TikTok that was like life hack. If you store an avocado in water. It doesn't go bad.
So I did do that. And
I'm going to try that.
It's just weird.
That's amazing.
Because you have like a thing of water and like this avocado that's just like jiggling in water in your refrigerator.
It's an avocado bath.
And then you can take the water and you can steep it and drink it as tea.
It's like an avocado soup.
I don't know. I'm just like, go for it. I climb Greylock like 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah, go to Bascom Lodge and get the veggie sandwich. So okay. Good. We love Bascom Lodge. Like, one of my cousins, the only Yelp review she's ever left was Bascom Lodge because we ate those veggie sandwiches and she was like, people need to know about this. It was so good.
Did you climb it?
Yeah, we love that trail.
I like it there. But last summer, I went up on a Friday and nobody was there because, I don't know, people still like party on Fridays.
Yeah. I know, it's so weird. So
I like went through my part and then I came out to the clearing and I saw like this couple with their baby and I was like, God, I'm so happy I don't have kids. And I just kept walking and I was like, it's just so nice. I'm like by myself in this trail. And then I saw a black bear and I didn't know what to do.
And you're like, I wish I had a kid to show.
Now I wish, yeah, I had a kid. I had like a couple kids and like 3 husbands.
To throw at the bear.
I was like, damn you.
What did you do?
So I, it didn't seem to see me. I just ran. So I get to like the top of the clearing and there's like this big weeping willow and I was like, okay, I'm fine, I'm fine. And then guess what just walks by?
A giraffe.
Flipping coyote.
Oh, a coyote?
A coyote.
That's crazy.
A coyote. And every time I moved, it stopped. So I stopped and then I let it go across the like this like field. Yeah. So then I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. Like, I hate nature.
They're just out looking for honey.
Yeah.
Bears don't eat honey, right? Is that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they would if it was like presented to them. Yeah. I'm sure they'd be like, sure, I'll take a look.
But not if it was presented to them the way we do it in a bear.
But it's funny they do that. But I think that what happened with those bears around here, there was so much inactivity that during the pandemic that
they reclaimed the territory.
They kind of did. Oh, that's and like scary. They were like going into like human areas. Yeah. But
that's kind of cool. Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their space.
It is.
You know, I get coyote and hyena mixed up, but now I'm on the same page.
Is that why you said giraffe? You
were... No, no. Both would be scary.
Wait, so I did actually learn something from my OSHA training.
OSHA?
That I thought when that HBV vaccine came out, which was for hepatitis B, I thought it was for HPV.
Oh.
Because I was like, wait, did I think HPV was the same thing as HBV vaccine? Not like...
I've never heard of
I know the
HBV.
Difference between them. There's an HBV, it's the hepatitis B vaccine.
Which hepatitis did Pam and Tommy have?
C.
C. I wonder if Pam and Tommy, the Hulu show, is going to cover the hepatitis.
They did not.
Oh, you finished? Oh
I
my
finished.
God, I'm not done. I think I have 2 more. 1 or 2 more.
Yeah. I think it wrapped up pretty well. I also never know what's real, though.
Yeah.
Like, what is real? Like,
we have to wait for Pam's tell-all.
Supposedly, they got the C because he had it and she shared a tattoo needle.
I remember. Yeah, that's what I remember. I think it was their wedding ring tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, but I'm still on a big Baywatch kick
lately. Oh my god, that's amazing.
I can only assume other people started rewatching Baywatch after watching Tommy and Pam.
I'm sure.
Because there's a part where he's like, ooh, do you have to go to work and kiss Matt? And he's talking about Charvet, whatever his name is. David Charvet?
I don't even know that name. David Hasselhoff?
No, not Hasselhoff. Oh, no, right. Yeah, David Charvet. David
Lots
Charvet.
Of Davids.
I don't know. But he plays the character Matt, who's her boyfriend on the show, and so they have to, like, kiss. So I thought that was actually really funny.
Interesting.
Matt? Yeah. What's his character name?
I wonder if she actually was supposed to have a huge acting role on Baywatch, and they took it out, you know? Or if that was
just... But I think she does have a pretty huge acting role.
Oh, she does?
I think so. I mean, like, so every episode includes David Hasselhoff. But, like, not every episode has every main character in it.
Right, right.
And I didn't know they killed somebody off recently. And I was like, Stephanie?
Is she famous?
She was, like, the lieutenant. She was, like, not famous, no. But she was, like, on the show. She was, like, a main character of the show.
That's weird.
And, like, her death was, she was on a, like, a sailboat and the mast fell and, like, crushed her.
Well, yeah, because they can't have her drown because it would be, like, unacceptable.
Of course not.
They would have saved her.
Believable. Yeah. I forgot my burgers in the other room. Sorry, hold on.
Again, but they made me the drink. And then they only had straws that were way, way, way too short for the cup. So... At a certain point, it's going to become impossible. I'm going to have to, like, put my face in the cup. Or just, like, drink it like a cup, I guess.
Is it a real straw or is it a paper straw?
Okay, any turtles listening, please tune out. But it's a beautiful plastic straw, which I love.
I know, love them.
I'm all for environmentalism, but one of the things I'm just really not on board with is, like, the paper straws that melt into your drink while you're using them.
Well, I agree with that, and I think what's even worse is when you're with somebody and then their straw starts to unravel and then they play with it in front of you while you're sitting at the table, and you're like, oh, gross.
Because it's wet cardboard, right?
Yeah.
Is what it is? Yeah, it's gross.
It is super gross.
But yeah, I'm getting to the point of no return with this straw.
I know.
What's your favorite burger?
So it's my favorite burger this week, I think, will also be a future super favorite burger.
Ooh.
Because it hasn't fully been released, but it's Hulu's / NBC's, maybe? I don't know what it's originally on, but I get it on Hulu. And it's the Renee Zellweger movie miniseries, The Thing About Pam.
Ooh, yes. I haven't checked it out yet.
It's so good. But my problem is that when I watch these miniseries and they don't all, like, fully come out all at once, I get too confused. I forget what happened a week ago. So I'm, even though the second episode, I think it's the second or third episode, they've already come out. I'm waiting till, like, all 8 or 10 come out.
So you can binge them. Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes if there's only a couple episodes, I'll watch the first two and then start, like, 4 other miniseries. And I don't know which one I'm watching. Yeah.
Or I go back to it and I'm like, even if you have a recap, I'm like, I don't remember. Because I don't know. I've talked about this show with a lot of people, so I don't really know who I haven't talked to or have talked. It's that show Cruel Summer.
No, but I love the song.
A scene. Both Bananarama and Taylor Swift.
I'm more a Taylor Swift fan than a Bananarama
Agreed.
Fan, but yeah.
Bananarama brings me back to, like, the roller rink as a kid, which is good memories.
I thought I was going to bring you back to the roller rink.
Are you?
No.
Right next to me is a pair of roller skates my friend got me for my birthday.
When I just walked to Starbucks, I met two children. I didn't meet them. I walked past two children that were wearing roller skates that lit up in, like, they, like, lit up in so many colors.
Mine do too!
Oh my god. You would have had to talk to these kids.
I would have been like, so do they flicker faster if you roll flat faster?
Do yours?
I've never used them. I've just kind of, like, played with them a little bit.
That's
but
such a good question.
I didn't want to, like, lose the juice until I got to use them. My intention was to use them just outside. But there's big news. The local ice skating rink that's maybe a mile down from my house is melting and draining the water. So this summer, it's not an ice skating rink.
It's a roller
It's derby. A roller rink!
Oh, that's so
I don't know
cool.
if it's a derby, but a roller rink.
A roller rink. That's so
should
exciting.
Do roller derby? Could you imagine? I'd be the worst roller derby.
Wait, so what's the thing?
So the thing about Pam is an episode. It's a miniseries about this woman, Pam, who may or may not have murdered her best friend. So I know about this because 2020 did a 2020 about it. And then they did like a mini series and like podcast mini series, I think. And it was called The Thing About Pam. And so now it's an actual mini series, I think on like NBC. I'm not really sure. But I get it on Hulu. So so you can too. So Pam ends up like stealing money and insurance money because she convinces the best friend to sign over like the power of attorney or something. But again, I have to rewatch it. But I know what I know the show. I know.
Did she want to become famous or something?
No, I don't. I know she was like a super arrogant narcissist for sure. Okay. You know. I mean, I'm trying to be vague so I don't spoil her. Yeah, the truth is that, like, the thing about Pam is that she ends up...
She might be a murderer.
She most definitely is probably...
Kind of how Robert Durst was maybe probably a murderer for exactly. his whole life.
And I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know. Because, well, actually, no, he finally was charged for one of them.
But he died.
And then he died, yeah. So he got to live his entire life a free, wealthy white man. It's so crazy. He got to just, like, walk around. But anyway, I really want to watch The Thing About Pam, especially now to find out if it is the lady I watched a documentary about.
Yeah, and what's the thing?
I'm just not sure. What is the thing?
Renee Zellweger, per usual, is amazing. And there was, like, controversy about the fact that she had worn a fat suit and, like, done the fat prosthetic necks and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know why people would find that offensive. I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that doesn't specifically bother me either. I think what people are... I think what people think is, like, they could have hired there are actual fat actresses who would have loved that role, I guess. But... I think actresses wearing a fat suit is fine as long as the weight of the character is not the joke. You know, like, it was different on Friends when it was, like, the only reason Monica wore a fat suit was that so all the friends could be like, she's fat, you know?
Totally, but I think what I kind of liked about it and didn't find it offensive was that, like... In that Thanksgiving flashback episode when she does lose all the weight, not to get too, like, analytical and serious about Friends, but I can go there, is that she did lose all the weight because Chandler said she was fat and then motivated her to lose weight. And then, like, also, which I don't know,
people didn't like her when she was fat, and then all she had to do was lose the weight, and then people thought she was beautiful and cool and not someone to be made fun of.
But when you are skinny, you are cooler and prettier.
You're right. But just when they rub it in your face like that, it's a little much.
I know. I mean, I guess, like, everything that should be offensive, but I also could never believe that Courtney Cox could ever really get overweight, I guess. I don't know. Maybe she could.
That's true. I'm really excited for... What's his name?
Bings. Matthew Perry.
Oh, no. I am excited for Chandler Bings' tell-all, but I'm really excited for... Who's the guy who runs in the street
David Trimmer,
yells?
Matt LeBlanc.
In Friends. He, like, runs in the street and yells at people. Billy Eichner.
Oh, Billy Eichner.
The street. He's making a movie where everyone cast is LGBTQ, like even the straight people, even the straight characters.
That. Yes. I did
so
read that.
I'm so excited for that.
That'll
I forget
be really
what
cool.
It's called, but yeah, I do think it's important to cast people of different like genders and sexual orientations, but I guess like different weights. It's like I don't know, like Christian. No, what's his name? Who was Batman? Well, no. Now there's so many Batman. Christian Bale. Christian Bale loses weight and gains weight, and no one cares.
Well, and I mean, Renee Zellweger did play Bridget Jones, where she gained a bunch of weight to play that part, like three times or something crazy like that.
So it's honestly like, why make her do that again? Let's give her the suit.
Right.
Yeah.
We know she can do it.
It's true. It is a little bit. It's honestly kind of the opposite of fat phobic because it's like. When Nicole Kidman wears a prosthetic nose, we give her an Oscar.
No kidding.
But then if Renee Zellweger or Gwyneth Paltrow wear a fat suit, we think it's like sacrilege.
She should have won an Academy Award for Shallow Hal.
She did. They accidentally gave it to her for Shakespeare in Love.
They're like, it was like, you know, how they should have given it to Russell Crowe what was the one that he did? Gladiator. But they were like, whoops. And so then they gave it to him for Beautiful Mind.
Oh, yeah. Similar situation.
But I thought Gladiator was so good.
Yeah, Gladiator was amazing. It really was. Especially, like, for the time. Like, the CGI tigers and everything. It was crazy.
Well, I would say especially for me, who is not really into, like, those types of action movies, that I was captivated by it.
I always watch Gladiator films, so it was kind of just run-of-the-mill. No, I usually hate war films, like, of any kind.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
They're so boring. I feel similar about war and sports. Like, just tell me the score when it's done. Like, I don't need to watch it.
I just want to see the commercials.
I can't even... I don't know. I can't sit through war movies.
I sat through Saving Private Ryan. I liked it, but I never rewatched it.
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan, but I donated textbooks to, like, a vintage bookshop once, and they said I gave enough books that I could pick one thing out in the whole store, and it's a printed and bound screenplay of Saving Private Ryan. Or wait, is it Behind Enemy Lines? I
don't know. One something. Of them's worth something, maybe.
It's signed by someone? No, it's not signed. It's just dusty.
It's diamond. It's signed by Jeff Spielberg. You were confused.
I'm definitely going to find out what the thing about Pam is, because especially because we just finished Pam and Tommy. It's right on cue.
There's a lot of Pam in my life.
Things about lots of Pams.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever actually met a real live Pam. No.
All the Pams who Liz knows are so offended right now.
Everybody just sent me a text with a middle finger up.
Oops, sorry, thought we were friends. Love Pam.
And I just wrote back, who dis?
So funny.
All right. Well, so yeah, check that out.
I will.
What's your favorite burger?
Okay. My favorite burger this week is from this documentary I saw a long time ago. The documentary is called Catwalk. I think it's on Netflix, and it's called something like, okay.
Did you ever watch that that documentary about cats that's like, they try to hunt down the cat killer?
Oh, no, but, oh, yes, yes, Don't Fuck
like,
with Cats.
Don't Fuck
yes.
with Cats. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Wild. It was so wild. This one is also just as wild, but in a less murdery way. So yeah. This is called Catwalk, Tales from the Cat Show Circuit, and... You know how, like, dog shows have... You know how, like, dogs have shows?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, did you know that cats do, too?
Meow, no.
Meow, neither. So this is a documentary that chronicles the behind-the-scenes drama of, like, the people who are intensely into the cat show circuit. And so I do recommend... The documentary, first of all, but second of all, this one clip from it stuck with me forever, and it's my favorite burger this week because I needed to just kind of relive it. Okay, so to set the clip up, also, we're allowed to play short clips of things, I think, right?
Sure.
I'll say what the movie is in our episode description, and it's only a 10-second clip.
I would love these people to try to, like, sue us. So
I know. I have two cats. I support the cause. To set this clip up, so basically what makes the documentary so interesting is obviously, like, these people who run the cat show circuit are very competitive, and they are very interesting people. And this lady is very passionately defending... I don't remember exactly what happened, but clearly someone has questioned her relationship with her cats.
What?
And she's defending, like, how a cat could actually be a very important part of your life, and defending her love for her cat.
Basically. I love the people that are questioning.
I know, right?
Her relationship with her cat.
So she's gonna... I'm gonna play the audio and hopefully... Okay, hold on one sec.
You don't drive cross-country with a cat that you don't have emotions for. They're your child in a fur format.
So she says...
Did she say format?
She says... You don't just drive cross country for a cat who's not your family member. They're your child in fur format. And I just think that is just such a good definition for what a pet is. Wait, let's hear that ending once more.
They're your child in a fur format.
They're your child in a fur format.
She's like, I just wanted to be very clear. I did not birth my cat. It's not literally my child, but it's my child.
In fur format. It's so funny. First of all, it's so funny because she says in a fur format. But I do also like that. I'm going to have to rewatch the film because I also love imagining what the person was saying. Like, it's not like it's your child. And she's like, yes, it is my child in fur format.
Yeah, were they like, you don't even act like that's your child. Right. Like, which way do they go? Yeah.
I love that. It's a very funny documentary. And the cats are amazing, but the people are so funny.
I also love that if that wasn't rehearsed by her, she just like... spoke from the heart, and it was just like so honest. They showed the cat close up.
It's amazing.
You guys have to go and watch this because when she says in a fur format, she basically like she's like they're your child, and then she's like realizes what she says, and she's like in a fur format.
It's so good. It's so good. Nora Jones's Instagram yesterday posted a post where they misspelled Nora Jones.
Whoops.
They spelled it two ways. Like, in her actual account profile name, it's with an H, N-O-R-A-H. And right. Then in the caption, it was N-O-R-A Jones.
So do you think that that's her nickname?
She goes by Nora, short for Nora.